and it's very important we get the Strait of Hormuz open.
LBC can exclusively reveal, with the parlous state of the Royal Navy and the only battleship deployed there limping into port, Defence Secretary John Healey appears to have decided to go on an Easter break to the south of France. More details on that exclusive story to come. In other news, the comings and goings in the English Channel. The Russian warship escorting oil tankers through the UK in defiance of Sir Keir's threat. Former Conservative Defence Secretary Sir Ben Wallace has accused the government of prioritising words over action.
I think if you're going to solve the problem with spin, you're actually doing a disservice to all of us. The defence investment plan, which they've been working flat out, is the phrase they deploy in their press releases.
Words over action part two. Three killings, but my policies to tackle crime are working, says London Mayor Sir Sadiq Khan.
It's always heartbreaking when you hear about a homicide or somebody being, they're seen in a violent crime, but the evidence shows that our strategy is working.
Those stories and more. Follow the news on LBC.
On your radio, on the LBC app, and
play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation. This is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at 7 o'clock, the ceasefire between Iran, the US and Israel appears to be increasingly fragile, barely 24 hours after it was signed. Iran has accused America of breaching the terms by allowing Israel to continue hitting Hezbollah in Lebanon. The US has rejected the claim, while President Trump has issued a fresh warning this morning that shooting will start again if the deal doesn't hold. Vice President J.D. Vance reiterated America's stance while speaking to reporters.
If Iran wants to let this negotiation fall apart in a conflict where they were getting hammered over Lebanon, which has nothing to do with them and which the United States never once said was part of the ceasefire, that's ultimately their choice. We think that would be dumb, but that's their choice.
Lebanese officials say more than 254 people were killed yesterday. The Foreign Secretary is expected to call for the Strait of Hormuz to be fully reopened during a speech in London later. Yvette Cooper will also say that Lebanon should be included in any Middle East ceasefire deal. Ms. Cooper is to outline the UK's foreign policy priorities during an address to city leaders tonight. Doctors are warning they're being forced to break the law to protect patients experiencing a mental health crisis. A watchdog says some A&E patients are being left in inhumane conditions for days with no power to stop them leaving. Ministers are being urged to close what's been called a dangerous legal grey area. Nicola Crust is from the Health Services Safety Investigations Body.
We're seeing more and more corridor care. If people are agitated in that emergency department and wanting to pace as a way of alleviating some of their anxiety, that can be quite disturbing for the patients, and it just places staff in a very difficult position.
The government says an upcoming consultation will examine whether the law is clear enough. Victims and bereaved families in England and Wales are to get more time to challenge sentences they believe are too lenient. The period to challenge an offender's punishments to increase from 28 days to 6 months. Ministers say the current window is too short for those impacted by crime to engage with the justice system. And Liverpool's Champions League hopes are in the balance this morning. They lost 2-0 away at Paris Saint-Germain last night in the first leg of their quarter-final. In the city, the FTSE 100 will reopen later at 10,609. It closed up 260 yesterday. The pound buys $1.34 and €1.15. LBC weather. Spells of rain will push eastwards, but staying dry in the south. Rain will clear elsewhere to leave sunny spells. Later, a high of 23 degrees. From Global's newsroom for LBC, I'm Dominic Ellis.
Chase is the digital bank that gives you 1% cash back on groceries.
So, can I get cash back on cake mix?
Indeed.
And icing?
Yep.
And sprinkles?
Sure.
And candles?
Yeah, and you can turn all that cash back into a nice birthday treat.
How do you know it's my birthday?
Just a hunch. Get 1% cash back on groceries, fuel and everyday transport when you spend with Chase. Search Chase Bank. 18 plus UK residents. 1% cash back on this debit card spending for your first year. Maximum £15 per month. Eligibility and exceptions apply. May be changed or withdrawn.
This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Nick Ferrari at breakfast.
Good morning. 4 minutes after seven on Thursday, April 9th. The Prime Minister, leaving a holiday in Spain, jets down to the Gulf to meet with other leaders and talks about action to try and open or keep open the Strait of Hormuz. Meanwhile, LBC can exclusively reveal While the Prime Minister's away, so was the Defence Secretary. He decided to go on a flight to the south of France. This as the only Royal Navy ship we've been able to deploy to the region was limping into port. What does that say about the state of defence under this Labour government? We'll give the full details. And, of course, the update from the United States. And the ceasefire is just about holding, but Israel's actions in deciding to launch a massive bombing onslaught into Lebanon. We'll also hear from the Foreign Secretary later in this hour. Back home, it's pain at the pumps.
Prices have gone up so fast that retailers have had no choice but to put prices up. It's a challenging time for both the retailers and drivers who are having to kind of shop around and try to find the cheapest fuel near them.
That's the RAC's Simon Williams. In other news at home,
we brought you the anger from Kent. Now people living in St Albans are facing the same challenge. I'm LBC's George Ike in Flamstead, where an illegal traveller site has appeared.
Into the English Channel, two stories there, the comings and goings, the Russian fleet that decided to sail through. A Russian warship surrounded, accompanied, I should say, by a pair of shadow fleet ships. What were we able to scramble? Don't worry, we had a Royal Fleet auxiliary tanker that just trailed behind. What are these words from Sir Keir Starmer that we would board any Russian ship? They sailed through in plain sight. We did nothing. Oh, by the way, as did hundreds of migrants as well. Is there any chance perhaps the Russians could stop the migrants? Because we sure as hell can't. And in other news, are we getting closer to that apology for the scandal of the 215,000 mums who had their children taken in that forced adoption? You remember I spoke with former Labour MP and Minister Anne Keane last month.
We've been banging on the door for a while. The door's now been open for us, and we want to sit round the table and help the government to do this apology properly.
And that will surely be helped by news that the Church of England, which ran some of those homes, is getting ready to publish a full apology for its involvement.
Nick Ferrari at breakfast. Call 0345 6060 973. Text 84850. Nick Ferrari at breakfast on LBC.
This is a government under pressure, and this is a defence secretary, I would suggest, under pressure. Now, let me just explain. Everyone deserves a holiday. I do not expect people to be at their desks for 365 or 366 days a year. But there are certain times when you are the Prime Minister, who chose to go to Spain, or when you are the Secretary of State for Defence, who chose to go to the south of France, when you should be behind your desks. You are expecting service personnel to potentially put their lives on the line. You have rather ignominiously scrambled the only warship available, if we come to the defence brief, which has limped down late to the region and is now tied up awaiting repairs. If I was the Secretary of State for Defence, there's no way I would leave my desk. And that's before we even remember my last conversation I had with John Healey. How many frigates do we have in the fleet?
We have 17 frigates and destroyers.
Mr. Healey, if we've got a fleet of 17 in total, where are they all? We only have HMS Dragon in operation down there now. Where are all the others? Are all the others being repaired in some way, shape or form?
I'm proud of what we're able to do.
What we're able to do was to just watch the Russians sail through the English Channel yesterday, despite Sir Keir's promise that we would board them, because we don't actually have any warships in the Navy now. We have an auxiliary fleet vessel instead, a tanker. Lord only knows what that was meant to do. I say again, of course every man, every woman needs a holiday if they're at work, and these are high-pressure jobs. But the situation now, with the world inching towards some kind of conflagration, the PM and the Defence Secretary decide to go away? We'll have more on that in a moment. But in other events, let's look at the US angle. The Vice President, J.D. Vance, was in Hungary yesterday, gave this update to reporters before flying back to the U.S.
I'm happy about where we are. I think the President has struck a good deal for the American people, but fundamentally, the Iranians have got to take the next step, or the President has a lot of options to go back to the war. The United States has certain demands and certain things that we want. The Iranians have things they can get out of the negotiation. The more that they're willing to give us, I think the more they're going to get things out of this negotiation. The President's talked about sanctions relief. The President's talked about economic partnerships and things like that. That's not going to happen unless the Iranians make a firm commitment to stop anything close to the development of a nuclear weapon. And frankly, the President has all the cards here. We've got a lot of leverage. We've got a lot of things that we can do.
Well, the vice president referencing the president there now, he's long made known his opposition towards NATO and the suggestion that he would actually pull out of the alliance. Well, here's NATO's general secretary, Mark Rutter, having met with President Trump yesterday, subsequently speaking with the US broadcaster CNN.
It was a very frank, it was a very open discussion. He clearly told me what he thought of what happened. The large majority, including France, of European nations has been doing what they committed before they would do in a case like this. So Europe, as a platform of power projection for the United States, was in full play over the last 6 weeks. And yes, it is true. Not all European nations lived up to those commitments, and I totally understand that he is disappointed about it.
Mark Rutter. We'll hear from the Foreign Secretary later. Let's hear now from senior Conservative MP, Shadow Foreign Secretary, former Home Secretary, Dame Priti Patel, who joins me now. Dame Priti, much to discuss, but first, the defence of the realm is the first role of any Prime Minister or any government of this country. When you see the events with the part of the Russian fleet sailing through the Channel unchallenged, you hear the Prime Minister was on holiday, the Defence Secretary was away. Your reaction to that, Dame Priti?
Look, having been in government, I understand the significance and importance at a time of conflict and instability, what it means and the responsibilities that we all carry to, you know, make sure that you are there in government. And it's not just about being away on holiday. I do remember, Nick, and I probably came on your programme to talk about Afghanistan when that happened in 2021, and myself and a team in August. That August were literally glued into our offices because we were dealing with very fragile and sensitive situations. And quite frankly, everyone in government understands their duties and responsibilities. And this is a terrible and difficult time, I think, for all of us. The Russian shadow fleet, we're all very vocal about them. That does require strength. You know, the point is Britain should be looking at everything, as we did when we were in government on Ukraine, from a position of strength. And that position of strength requires investment. It requires resources. It requires joined up government policy. And it requires a clear, determined determination to effectively, you know, not just speak about your actions, but walk the talk and do the implementation that is required. And I know what that's like from my time in government. Nick, I heard you speak earlier on even about small boats. We were the government that put the Navy in the Channel, if you remember, as well, for push back and turn back. So, you know, operationally, your posture does matter as a country, and that all stems from one word, which is leadership of our country.
But Labour would say that your party, was responsible for 14 years of hollowing out of defence budgets, Dame Priti.
Well, that's an old broken record, because the reality is it was on our watch. We invested in the defence of our country, and Ukraine speaks to that. Afghanistan speaks to that. Our operational deployments speak to all of that as well. And let's not forget, we are in very different circumstances now. You know, on this basis alone, we were the party that pushed the government to increase defence spending by using the ODA budget. We're not short of ideas in terms of what is required. We need the defence investment plan. Where is that? We've been waiting for over a year now for that. We understand the Foreign Secretary will give a speech today about Foreign Office priorities, but irrespective of that, these are just words. The country needs substance right now, and there's operational delivery and substance. We have our armed forces, our men and women around the world, and our bases across the world that want that strong leadership. They want to be ready to operationalize and go for deployments. You know, I'm an MP here in Essex. Up the road from me, we have 16th Air Assault Brigade, who are absolutely heroic in their what they do, how they train, their deployments. We should be investing, and that's basically why we're putting pressure on the government to publish the defense investment plan immediately and actually stand up and act for the national interests of our country and the defense and security of our nation.
Badenoch was saying that Sir Keir Starmer is, and I quote, all mouth and no trousers when it comes to defence. Can you expand, Dame Priti?
Well, there's a lot of flying around the world and trying to demonstrate, as he did yesterday, by going to the Middle East, you know, to be part of an action or an event after a lot of the work has been done. Now, this is the problem with Keir Starmer. He is not actually in the room. He's not the statesman that we need for our country. He isn't there negotiating. He isn't there leveraging Britain's influence. And on the issue of the Middle East, Nick, I mean, we see this so many times. The Middle East is a very very difficult part of the world. And we've seen with the Iran conflict, but we've also seen with many of our relationships around the Middle East as well. Britain and Keir Starmer, he's not been at the table. He's not been in the room. When the war with Iran started, where was Britain? Britain was not standing alongside our Gulf and GCC allies.
But when the war started, Dame Priddy, I have to say that Kemi Badenoch said, and I quote Dame Priddy, Kemi Badenoch said, "We are with our allies in the US and Israel as they take on the threat of the Islamic Republic of Iran and its vile regime." She went on to say later, "We are at war. The difference is we're not joining the war, we're in the war." She then said that specific targets could be sighted that were launching missiles on British interests. What exactly was Kemi Badenoch's position as regards involvement?
She was effectively saying that when it comes to protecting British interests and our assets and our personnel and British people, there are something like 240,000 British nationals in the region, that any government has a duty to protect them. That is the responsibility of the Prime Minister, and he's failed at that level. But right now, of course, this is still about the people, the bases, our personnel, whether it's from Cyprus, Bahrain, Qatar. You know, we have military individuals, deployments out there. We have our fighter jets out there. And any nation should have strong leadership to effectively back them and support them and work with our allies. So, you know, we're seeing just weakness across the government, Nick. And this is a fundamental failing. And by the way, if we can all see this, you can sure bet our enemies can see that as well.
Last minute or so together, can I get a word from you as Shadow Foreign Secretary? Israel's action yesterday unleashing the heaviest attack of the war so far in Lebanon, more than 100 targets, killing, it is believed, 254 people, wounding around 900. What should the UK's response to that Israeli action be, Dame Priddy?
To remember, let's not forget, in Lebanon there is the issue of Iranian back Hezbollah. So this is exactly why.
But I thought we wanted a ceasefire, Dame Priddy. This doesn't help a ceasefire, does it?
So let me just come to that as well. Just on the ceasefire, before I come to the ceasefire, on the point about Hezbollah, we have all been pressing, and this is where international cooperation and effort is required to get Hezbollah to basically move back, and there was a UN resolution 701 to basically disarm all those warring parties and to actually make progress, and that has simply not happened. So, you know, the reality is this is still Iranian-backed terrorism that is still in the region, causing instability, and the government of Lebanon still has not enabled them to disarm, and we have been calling for that for a long time. And until we have terrorist organisations disarming, this conflict will not reach that point of a ceasefire, and that is why Iran has an important role to play right now in ensuring that literally the terrorist proxy that they are sponsoring, they are arming, disarm themselves, and then we can move on to this ceasefire.
Final question, Dame Priddy. Having served in government as International Development Secretary and as Home Secretary, if you were Secretary of State for Defence and British military personnel were possibly under attack at bases in Cyprus and elsewhere, how likely is it that you would have gone on holiday for an Easter break?
I think you know my work ethic, Nick. That is not even something that would enter my mind. At a time like this, you know, I would absolutely remain in the country. I can't vouch for what the government are doing. I don't support what the government are doing. But first and foremost, our country needs leadership. We need strong defences. And we need to be out there very much demonstrating our influence and our presence in the world at this very challenging and difficult time when our service men and women are out there potentially in harm's way.
Grateful for your time, Dame Priddy Patel, Shadow Foreign Secretary, Senior Conservative MP, and we'll come to your reactions. We had the Prime Minister in Spain, LBC can reveal. We had the Secretary of State Defence in the south of France. But what does it mean back here at the pumps?
It's a nightmare for me. I'm a self-employed cleaner, so top up £5 when I can.
Well, it's just a bit of a nightmare, really. And it's just the fuel prices going up and down all the time. Driving that van as well, it costs a fortune.
You'll hear a report from around the country from Nick Ferrari's Fuel Trackers, Breakfast Fuel Trackers, after this. 7:15 LBC News headlines. Little Leighton, Dominic Ellis.
The ceasefire between Iran, the US and Israel appears to be increasingly fragile, barely 24 hours after it was signed. It's emerged the Defence Secretary John Healey was spotted on a flight to the south of France last week, despite rising tensions in the Middle East conflict. And doctors are warning they're being forced to break the law to protect patients experiencing a mental health crisis. LBC weather, spells of rain pushing eastwards but staying dry in the south. Rain will clear to sunny spells elsewhere by the afternoon, a high of 23 degrees.
LBC Travel, I'm Joanne Webb. Long delays continue on the M25 clockwise between junctions 12 at the M3 and 14 at Heathrow. It's following an accident where one lane is closed. In Paddington, the A5 Edgware Road remains closed both ways because of a fire in a building. In Norbury, Streatham Common North is partially blocked in both directions at Valley Road, and that's following an accident. In Sutton, Cavendish Road is closed both ways between Brighton Road and Albion Road, and that's because of an accident. On the trains, Avanti West Coast services are delayed by about 15 minutes between Euston and Watford Junction, and Great Western Railway services are still disrupted between Paddington and Reading.
LBC.
Cancer doesn't care about childhood. It doesn't care what they miss out on or how much you want to protect them. But we do. At Great Ormond Street Hospital Charity, we fund life-saving research, vital family support, and the special things that help seriously ill kids be kids. Until no childhood is lost to cancer. Join us. Search GOSH Charity.
This is LBC. Listen on our free Global Player app or the LBC app. Download it now from your app store.
The weather's warmer, the days are longer, and the savings are even better in the Hillary's Spring Sale. Right now, there's up to 40% off hundreds of